Okay, hello everyone. And I will ask Ivars to split around some nice information booklet. And about situation in Latvia in field of employment. Actually, it's not so easy to say what's happening in Latvia right now, because we're still in a process and we are lucky of that, because some people who came to Latvia say that everything is possible right now, because we still start doing things what in other countries already exist several years. So 20, 30 years ago, we only at beginning. And we represent one organization, what's called Aperons, but at the same time we represent a Center of Accessible Environment and Information called VAR, and it's created by organization Aperons. Two in one, actually. Next one. Okay, you can see Latvia. We are a quite famous and popular Swedish neighbors, actually last years, especially in field of employment, you know. We have some kind of high-level discussion about working places, free market, labor market, and something like that. The same like with Irish people, and something like that. Okay, next one. And about employment and people with disabilities. At beginning, just information about Latvia, 2.3 million inhabitants. Quite small country. At the same time, 115,000 people with disabilities, approximately 5% of inhabitants. But it's not actually a total number of disabled persons, because some people who are get older and they are disabled, after they go into this pension age, and if they're not receiving some special technical equipment and some other special support, they turn from disabled to old or pensioner status. And it means that we usually say that in Latvia approximately 7% of disabled people in general, accounting all generations together, including children as well, because children is one of population who haven't disability document, let's say. Some of them under category of disabled, but in general they are not in statistic. And we have three group of disability. First is the highest group. For example, if you are have a spinal damages or muscle dystrophy or totally blindness, something like that, you are in the first category. If you have some 50 to 75% losing some kind of functions of body or something like that, then you are second group. And then it's a third group. And from point of view of history, till 2003, group number one, was unemployed group or people who can't be employee. It means that they had something like in Bulgaria was written in some kind of ID of disability that they can't work, let's say. And number three group, they always was like a, we called a working group of disability. And second was part working, part can't work. And in 2003, we changed the legislation, and from 2003, these people become everyone in society. They become in the same position. They could work. They can get some kind of support from state-employed employment agency. And here you see a numbers that approximately 10% is this high-level disability, approximately 38-37, it's up to year, it's second group, and nearly half, it's a third. And in next seven, eight years, we will reduce number of people from this group, and it will become just two groups, one and second, and it's little bit will share this percents as well of disability between these groups, but it's just the plans. And now some kind of more information that approximately half of society it's in this category, what we called, what was this statistic word, employment first?
Labor first.
Labor first. It's 1.13 million persons. Only in this number include only that people with disabilities who are registered in state agency of employment. Okay, and it means that only in last 3 years that persons with disabilities who was enough brave to start looking for a job, they are under this half under this number of people who are employed, and but at the same time we okay, and only from 2006, from this year, from January, all people with disabilities who are employed and who pay taxes, social taxes, they could receive the same unemployed benefits like everyone. And they could receive a higher a pension or some kind of benefits when they will become older as well. It means that so far till 2006, all these persons was something like citizens, but not really citizens. Some special law or something regulated relationships about social care, about social security and other stuff what's happening in the country. But from this year, it's, let's say, a new turn start, and they become more or less more equal. Because in Latvia we have that like in other countries in Europe, you receive, for example, benefits from state, and number of benefits, it depends of taxes what you paid before. And the same people with disabilities, if they employed, they could receive benefits when they will get older, a little bit a higher, like a, just a social benefits. And so far... In last 2 years in Latvia came Europe Social Foundation, and if you know, in all Europe Union, all support for people with disabilities just look from a prism of labor, let's say of labor market or supporting of employment. And what else I could say you? And it means that in last 2 years in Latvia start preparing new training programs, new vocational trainings, subsidiary workplaces and different other stuff, what wasn't before. And it's really support change structure of society or structure of employed, of market, of employment or labor market. And, okay, and in Latvia we have 6.9% unemployed people. And again, I repeat, that people who are registered in agency of employment. It means that lots of people who probably can be unemployed, maybe they're doing some kind of farming, you know, natural farming somewhere in countryside. And the same time, in these numbers, it's not include people with disabilities who are not registered. But on the present time, we have a big problems to find out how many people with disabilities are unemployed and how many people with disabilities want to be employed. It means that we are faced a big problem right now. Our organization hardly work to motivate different groups of Latvian society just be employee for people with disabilities, recruiting all this stuff. And now we face two problems that many people call to appearance and say, we want some person with disabilities, we have a good job for this person. For example, PR specialist. For example, consultant of marketing and really high profile of job places. But we are facing that we not enough or super. that we not enough people with disabilities who are ready to working in such a place, because they haven't enough education, they haven't experience, and capacity quite low, because previous experience from USSR time was that state always take care of person. It was special factories, special houses, special villages, everything was special. But nowadays we are torn around and say, we don't need something special, we need something more inclusive. Next. And for that case, if we look that 6.9% is unemployed people, in capital 4.3%. For example, in Latgale region, it's a south of Latvia, it's 15.2%. You see, it's a big differences. The same time, not information about disabled persons. And we try to find out how many people working already. But nowadays, we can find out because, for example, if you are disabled and if you work in some kind of factory office work, it's your choice if you say I'm disabled or not. Maybe some people hiding this information. The same case if you are disabled person and if you self-employed person, you pay the same taxes like everyone and nobody could recognize are you making some kind of nice smart things at home, self-employed. Are you disabled or not disabled? And it's a main problem. And how to find out? We don't know yet. But probably we will find during this project or somehow. And from persons who are registered, persons with disabilities, only 3% it is unemployed. Next one. Gender balance between unemployed people. Like most countries, the same, 40 to 60. Nobody don't know about rates between a disabled person. Level of education as well, lowest, it is elementary and secondary. It really shows where we must to focus on. We must to, maybe at beginning, these numbers to turn to professional and maybe later on to more higher and higher. It really shows maybe about people with disabilities where we must focus to vocational trainings or vocational rehabilitation in which part. Age of unemployed people is the same, 11-12% in each category. Next one, and here's some activities what we're doing. And of course, state employed agency has several parts what they're doing for people with disabilities as well. One of that is subsidized working place. And next one. And you see that since we have subsidized working place from 2003, it was accessed by 1,278 persons with disabilities. In 2005, 358 persons. And at beginning, subsidized working place was for 10 months. From 2005, it is 24 months. And after that, person could choose what to do next. And 66% stay in this working place like for longer time. After subsidized working place, they could stay. And most popular working places, it is social care, bookkeeping, seamstress, IT operator, and supporting staff. Next one, it's about how to sharing responsibilities. And that's all.